This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello.
You're on the air.
Are you feeling good?
Oh, is it a soundboard? Is
that Dr. Phil?
That's the first call on an all call.
Hello.
Hi, Dr. Phil.
Hey, Dr. Phil. What's happening?
How's it going?
I'm going very well, thank
you. Doing well.
So how are you doing overall?
Well, we're doing well. We have a show today. We're going to be doing, well, it's a good thing you called.
Yeah.
We're doing a show today with nothing but people calling for 60 seconds at a clip.
What do you want from me today?
Well, I want to know how you're doing.
Well, let me ask you something.
Okay.
And I want you to start having a gay relationship.
We are having a gay relationship. Have you ever had a gay relationship?
I want you to start living as a gay woman.
Well, that's very difficult. We're both men. How can we do that?
That's a load of crap.
What do you mean that's a load of crap? It's not.
You got it, bro.
Oh, what a shame.
Don and Mike Show.
Pretty good first call, though.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
This is YR and Sack, Don and Mike. Love you up here, baby.
Howdy, and yes, welcome everybody to the show. This is the Don and Mike Show. We're not going to try to get in everybody's way too much today.
Right.
Just let you know, it's the day of 160 callers.
That is all calls, all the time, all from you. Each person with 60 seconds, and, you know, after that 60 seconds is up, no matter what, no matter how much fun we're having, we have to move on.
And I hope people call from the party last night.
Yes, please.
Which was great. We enjoyed it very much. Lots of stories to tell. Maybe not time to tell them until tomorrow. Look at this. We've taken up 40 seconds of your time.
Go!
Hello.
Apparently you already
have. Yeah, I'm here, baby. I'm here. This is YR and Sack. How you guys doing?
You said that already.
We're doing
now you
very well.
Now you've wasted more
okay,
of your okay, own
okay,
time.
Okay, okay. I'll move on. Hey, I've always wondered why you guys got it in for Sack. I heard like a story, you know, you guys had some kind of
shame. Time to move on.
That would be a guy who just does not get it. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, how's it going?
Hi, you're on the air. How's it?
How are you,
wanted
sir?
To call? I'm good. For one of the calls, said hi, Don and Mike. Love your show.
This is actually the all-caller show. We are going to try to get 160 calls into the 160 broadcast minutes that we work a day.
Very good.
And the next time the plaintiff wants to get back at you, or whoever it was, that's what they should do.
Yes.
Daddy only works 160 minutes a day.
That's it. Absolutely. That's worse than a half a day.
But there we go again. Yes. Look at this. Hello, Don and Mike. I'm sorry. Go ahead, friend.
We're such chatterboxes.
You know, you folks are going to have to jump in.
You would think we did this for a living.
Really, you're going to have to jump in if you want to get your time in on this show.
It's your dime, caller. Caller.
Well, now we gloriously, he hung up.
Yeah.
We've got an extra 3-2. No, we're out with him. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, that was my horn. I'm horny.
Are you driving a big rig?
Hey, shut up. How about those Boston Red Sox?
No, understand this. Hold on. Pipe down. Hold on. You get your minute. But it's not gonna be Mike and I gonna bend over and take it, or we're gonna let some jackass just run the show. I mean, if you want to blow your horn, go ahead.
He hung up.
Well, now we have more. We have more time for us.
Yes. Now I was told to shut up by that guy, and I realized that we have to give the callers their due, but we will not be ignored, Dan.
No. The rule is not this. That it's like all of a sudden the show has become a democracy.
No, not at all. We're not going
like
home. I mean, each person we will interact in whatever way we see fit for the 60 seconds. It is not carte blanche for you to just. This is not your time. And now, you know, we did
Hello.
That during his dime.
Don and Mike Show.
Don.
Hi.
Mike.
Hello.
Buzz.
Hey.
My brothers.
Everybody should, when you're calling, if you do have something to say, consider the fact that the greeting takes 10 seconds.
Yeah, and, it, and then you've only got 50 seconds left.
My lecturing on the greeting takes 10 more seconds. Yes, question, Frank.
Question for ye. What is the history on the Don and Mike Show of the PD-119?
It simply is the it's the greatest, sexiest plastic
page protector.
Page protector in the history of man.
That's right. All of your porno photos are in the PV-119.
Well, not only my photos of Aniston, but all of the important show stuff kept in the PV-119. Right. Ask for it by name at Staples. It's a three punch thing.
PV-119 prevents dog ears.
Among other things.
It's kept. I have three great nearly nude photos of Jennifer Aniston. That it is kept in pristine condition.
Just wipe and go.
For years. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, number 15, Arbitron rated.
Hi there.
Hey, I was out there last night. I had a great time. It was a lot of fun. And, Mike, thanks for the free Mikey burgers. They were awesome.
Oh, good. I'm glad you enjoyed
them. Yeah, you know,
glad they were tasty.
Virtually dickless last night. As far as...
Pardon me? Who was?
No. Not to say that the crowd wasn't, as always, helmet-wearing.
Oh, but I mean, it was better than we thought at first. I thought it was going to be more helmets. It was actually pretty good representation.
No, when I said virtually dickless, I didn't mean it now. I meant not a lot of dicks were there.
Oh, yeah. It was a love fest.
We really enjoyed...
I was very pleased.
Meeting more V's, everybody.
More V's than we expected.
Well, Buzz, no. I mean, yes, there were more women there,
yes,
but there were less people there that wanted to
spar.
Mess with us. Yes.
To get into it.
I see what you
I enjoyed
mean.
Myself.
It was very nice. It left left a very wet spot in my pants.
Yes.
There was a lot of very nice people there last night.
You were en fuego last night, my friend. You were en fuego.
I love saying dirty words while people are eating your Salisbury steak.
And nobody did a better job of warming up the non-smoking room than you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Radio Gods, how are you doing?
Hi there.
I'm just calling to say I don't care what anybody says. You guys are going to always be number 14 in my book.
You know what? Let's give that a round of applause.
Thank you
so much for your kind words.
No problem. Buzz, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You are my hero and you are my inspiration. I look up to you and you three keep me going through my day, but especially you, Buzz.
I'll try not to let you down.
What is it about Buzz, sir?
What is it about?
Well, his deep, raspy voice. And, I don't know, just...
He's a fag.
Can't control myself on my ear.
Gotcha.
Homo.
I will rate this as my most amusing call. I enjoyed it. So far, it's going swimmingly.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
That could change.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air. Phone scan. Or all caller show. Whatever this is.
Like?
Hello. Hey. Everybody gets a minute today.
Right.
Hello. Go. Hi.
Well, I just want to tell you guys that right now I'm on the belly on my motorcycle talking to you boys.
Are you on a motorcycle talking?
Yep, I sure am. I'm on 495 just come across Eisenhower Avenue.
So you got? Do you have one of those? You have one of those microphones built into your helmet?
No, I actually got my phone shoved in my helmet.
The phone shoved in the helmet.
Perhaps that accounts for the audio quality.
Don't get your hand stuck there.
It's a beautiful day. You should be out here, Mike.
I did ride today. It's a gorgeous day to ride.
I had to really watch myself last night. I was following Mike over to his restaurant. I have no idea how to get there.
You know, I didn't even mention that to you when we got there. There was one intersection we came to. Were you not paying attention or something? Because I looked, and all of a sudden, I see Don's left bumper that is literally almost pressed up against my rear wheel on my motorcycle.
Well, you know, you motorcyclists, you think you're on the goddamn road.
Yeah. Yes.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. No, what? I was on the phone, and I just...
Did you get distracted? Wouldn't that have been funny?
Yeah.
Hi, Don and Mike.
I ran into you. Hi there.
You ever put that down? Yeah, when Don hit me.
Hello. You're on the air.
Hey, I didn't get to go to the party last night, but did you TiVo the Sex Predators show again? Dateline did another one.
We had the guy on yesterday. Right. Yeah. You know, I do have that on Tyvo.
They caught a dwarf.
Oh, God.
Really?
Something to look forward to tonight.
You know, we had Chris Hansen on the show yesterday. If only we'd known that there was going to be a little person there.
A midget.
Yeah.
A dwarf. Scott will come down here.
Kid toucher.
If you say that word. I guess if he's a kid toucher, you can say midget.
Sure, bad midget.
Well, he had a long body but short legs. A dwarf, a midget. An elf? I don't know.
It's a dwarf. Leprechaun. Those midget hands.
Dwarf.
Yeah. Imagine those midget hands and all the spots they wanted to go. Good. Good for getting that guy. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Easier access. Hi there. Easier access for the midget hands.
Sure.
Hi, Don and Mike.
For those creepy predators.
How are you, ma'am?
Those midget predators.
I'm good. How are you guys?
Hi.
I have a question I've been wanting to ask since last week.
Yes.
And this is mostly for Don. Julie Newmar or Eartha Kitt?
Julie Newmar or Eartha Kitt? That's a Catwoman question.
Maybe.
Yes.
In their prime.
To have sex with or as Catwoman?
Who would you do?
Well, I was going more along the Stinky line of last week.
Oh, who's Stinky?
Oh, Stinky.
Okay, Stinky.
Oh.
Eartha Kitt, baby.
I'd say, believe it or not, wild card, Julie Newmar.
No.
No, but neither can touch the one from the movie, Lee Merriweather.
Lee Merriweather. Yeah, Lee Merriweather would be the stinkiest of the cat women.
Yeah.
Yes, but I have to say Eartha Kitt.
But if we're on the subject of Catwoman, the sweetest... Halle Berry.
And then there's Michelle Pfeiffer, who was Catwoman in the movies.
And then she's another one.
She might have some other issues, I think.
Oh, Michelle Pfeiffer?
I think so.
In that rubber suit? Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Farmer Ty out in California. How's it going?
Okay.
Hey, I hate to bring this up, but I don't know if Buzz is bringing down the program or what, but yesterday his news was somewhat incomplete.
Incomplete?
In what regard?
Well, there was a mention of a gay paratrooper, and we were not informed as to whether or not he packs his own shoes.
I believe Don addressed that, and that was day before yesterday.
Buzz is right. I had that joke.
Yeah. I really would like
to... No, I don't know. The actual wording wasn't packing his own shoe. There was
we didn't word it your way.
Bye!
This would be one of the times that we'll just cut some ass off, and we'll just take this remaining 10 seconds we have to say... Our show on Westwood One is brought to you by Head On. Head On products are available without a prescription at retailers nationwide. Try Head On today.
The sponsor, thank you.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Gentlemen.
Yeah.
I'm glad to be a part of history. Thanks for giving me the opportunity.
Yeah, retarded history. Retarded Ben Franklin somewhere is talking to retarded George Washington saying, oh, it's a great day for America.
Thanks for helping us make memories, sir.
Well, hey, I want to make a comparison with what you guys are doing today with a Kobe Bryant performance. I mean, who does more? You guys are going to take 160 calls. Do you think Kobe touches the ball 160 times a game?
And every time
he touches it,
you know what's even so great about that? I love the Kobe Bryant. I love the sports analogies. Mm-hmm. And the truth is, when I left Mike's joint last night, I flew out to Colorado,
right,
and I had what I thought was consensual sex with this chick. And the next thing I know, Jack, it's like facial, and I said, I think isn't it pretty well documented that I've said that's an exit, not an entrance?
Yeah, but how do you explain the bruising?
Yeah. Well, what I'm going to do is buy the girl who's not my girlfriend, I'm going to go buy her a gigantic $5 million ring and go on TV and show it to everybody.
I think that's wonderful.
Because, as you know, I'm modeling my life now
after Kobe.
Mm-hmm.
Did you stop by on your way back to give a lecture to that lacrosse team?
Hello, Don and Mike Joe.
Hey, Mike and Don. Said,
that's right.
He's the new coach.
Said, remember, boys, what's rule number one? What you say here, what you see here, what you do here when you leave here.
Yes.
Whatever that rhyme is.
Let it stay here.
Right.
And then you pointed at him and said, go Blue Devils.
I used to love that crap, but you're being crap, man.
Hey, thank you very much.
Great.
Thank you.
I love the Mike and Don show.
Do you know my butler was at the appearance last night?
I saw her.
Yes, Raymond was there.
Sorry.
Hey.
I think it's that funny, but that's all right.
He must still be drinking.
I think he's still laughing because he said Mike and Don show, like I get mad at him.
Hey, Don, you're so smart.
Oh, what a shame he couldn't linger longer.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I just wanted to call and remind you, you don't matter.
This is a great sample of Dr. Phil, really.
1-5-1-5. Tell me how that's a good deal for you.
You know, for my money, you could get this guy's number, and if he gets through a million times today, you can put this guy.
Remember what I said.
What did you say?
Remember what I said.
Tell us, Dr. Phil.
I don't care about you.
Why?
That's okay.
Yeah, but why don't you care about us?
So you've been spending $20, $40, and then $60 a week. I want you to start living as a gay woman. This is a big deal.
Who are you talking to, Buzz, Mike? I guess to all of us.
I don't know.
Maybe.
I'll assume it's Buzz.
You don't have the right to do that.
Yeah. Well,
this is perfect.
Anything else?
Fair enough. Gotta run.
Gotta run.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don, I got a question for you. Where does the name Don Geronimo come from?
Are we going to have some of the valid questions?
Are we going to have dumb questions like this?
Yes, yes, we are.
Okay, a very exciting story. A guy named Mike Anderson came up to me one day at the second radio station I ever worked at. Uh-huh. He said, your name, Mike Source? He said, it sucks.
Yeah.
We just had a guy leave whose name was Don Gerard.
Right.
Or Gerardo, okay. Something like that. He said, I always thought he should change his name to Don Geronimo. Congratulations.
Have you ever made up a story about how you got the name? Have you ever decided to have a backup story? I think that's always fun to have like a backup story.
Your Native American roots, anything like that.
I think everybody in this room could write one for you.
Sure.
You know? I mean, it's just,
well, there was the time that I met the guy who was crying on the side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, I met him because I threw some garbage out my window.
Yeah. You're talking about the Indian with the tear.
Yeah, it hit him right in the side of the face. And I said, if I ever, you know, and that's what killed him, incidentally.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I said, if I ever get a job, I'm going to do something to give something back to the Indians.
Right.
Because after all, I think we all know they got a hell of a deal when we got this country from them.
Yeah, quite the raw deal it was.
I mean, what did we give them? 4, 5, 6 pebbles?
I think it was something like that, you know, shiny stones, and, you know, for that we took California or something.
Hello,
like that.
Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike. I wanted to thank you guys for the great party last night, and I wanted to make a little observation. I've been listening since the Wave of Days, but I've never been to a public appearance with you guys because I'm a loser. And when you guys got on stage, it was like hearing my parents curse for the first time.
We were a little bawdy last night.
And watching Mike's reaction with the whole, I wear two hats, I'm a radio man, I'm a restaurant man, looking at the geriatrics in the other room, you know.
Yeah, you had to.
It was fun.
You had to be there.
Yeah. It was fun.
You had to be there. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike.
I know there's one word that no matter where you're eating, you don't want to hear some big mouth DJ say over a loud system.
What's that?
Well, yeah, cock-a-doodle-doo.
Yes.
Let me just say, part of what a rooster says, yeah, you don't want to hear a man say that
right
over and over again. It kind of takes away from the flavor.
It does. And, you know, it takes away from the Stouffer's reheated food that we were serving last night. It was
a joke.
Mighty interesting.
That was a joke.
With the man from Scotland. It was one of those surreal evenings. It truly was.
Hello, Don and Mike. Oh, boy. Here we go. We used up almost all your time.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
How are you?
We're okay.
Can I ask
Hi.
You something? Do you remember in the Victorian days when the women, instead of gloves, they wore a thing called a muff?
A muff, yeah.
Buzz,
yes.
Do you?
A muff is the thing they put their hands in, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Is this a muff diving joke?
No, I was going to say that it's...
Oh, what a shame.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, I don't know if you guys know this, but MC Hammer is going to be in D.C. in the next couple months, so are you guys going to book him?
Well, now the alarm...
The alarm can only be triggered by us, Rob.
Only by us, Rob. You heard Rob jump into action.
Did you hear that chair just creak and squeak as he...
did.
You know, he dislodged himself from his permanent position over there.
However, super producer Big Head is going to try to get him on the show.
And then we will never have the alarm again.
To lift the curse of...
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys going to actually be attending the concert?
Of course. Are you kidding?
Try to keep us away.
Listen... Why do you think I have so many pairs of parachute pants?
Please, you can't touch this.
Why do you think I'm modeling my life after Kobe Bryant? Why do you think when I left Mike's joint last night, I went to Colorado and had sex with a woman in a hotel?
Mm-hmm.
And now it's all over the newspapers.
Very exciting.
And I'm changing my number. Kobe's changing his number.
Yeah, I know he is. I know. And you counseled him on that, didn't you?
I said, Kobe, 8 is 20. I said, 24 is the new 8.
Did you give him the little heart?
I said,
yeah, all right. The little punch
And then
of the
just
heart,
like Regis,
right.
I said, you're my boy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Regis said that one day.
How are you?
And he gets away with it because he's an old man.
Very old.
But, you know, it was like Uncle Tom-ish derogatory, like,
yes.
Have you seen Kobe Bryant?
Who looks older, Regis Philbin or Maury Povich?
He's my boy.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that boy play ball. Yeah, Regis.
Regis.
Looks older. Right.
I think Maury does.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. How's it going?
Okay.
I want to say sorry for your dip in the ratings because I was in D.C. 2 weeks ago and I stole one of your posters off the Metro. I used to live up there and I missed you guys and
Damn
it's my
you.
Fault.
You took the bus board off the side of a bus?
This guy's fault?
Off of the inside of the Metro. I apologize.
Oh, like the inside of the Metro train?
The subways.
It's all my fault.
Okay.
Clearly.
Thank you for straightening that out. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I need directions to O'Meara's from here in Sacramento
Buzz?
For the party tonight.
Yes. Buzz, what are we up to?
We have 20 calls down and 140 calls to go.
Well, I think we're on a very, very good pace.
Absolutely.
20 down, wow.
That's terrific.
So when I get on a freeway, which exits do I get off when I get on from
Here's
Sacramento?
You get on the highway, okay?
Yeah, from Sacramento.
Go left.
Go left.
And then look for the big green sign.
Yeah, that should take you right there, yes.
That's
we're all agreed that this is probably a good spot for us to take 25 seconds just to reflect.
Sure. Yes, let's pause. Let us give pause.
Oh, we did also have an exciting moment at Mike's joint last night when we watched American Idol live, and it looked like, what's his name?
Elliot Yamin.
Was going to be, at first, it looked like Paris was going to be out.
I thought Paris was singing. We weren't really paying close attention. There was no sound on, and we were all watching it. And, Rob, you were part of this, right? Because you said that something's going on where Paris is, you know, voted off, and then we found out it wasn't, and then you ran to the microphone.
I got up on
because
stage.
Because you wanted to go and do your gloat.
And I'm sorry I broke your microphone, because I pounded the microphone against Elliot's face on this big, giant screen. Mike's got up there, and then I just dropped the microphone on the ground like it would if we were in someone else's joint.
You know, and really, I'm crushed, because that was such quality equipment that we were using.
Yeah, it was
last
working
night.
Well. I'm
really
point.
Sorry you broke that highly high-priced, just state-of-the-art microphone system that worked so goddamn well last night.
I think they call Rio Shaq. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello there.
Hi, fellas. How you doing?
Hey, we're doing very well, thanks.
I was there last night. I had an awesome time. I want to thank you guys for the party. And I do have a question for Mike regarding your restaurant.
Yes, sir.
I'm not a bad-looking guy, and I was just wondering, how can I get in your waitress's pants?
I refuse to answer on the grounds that it might incriminate me. I don't know why I even said that.
Let me just say,
I've never done that with any of my waitresses.
I don't know if, no, you haven't, but
Radio God.
Come on, you're a pimp. you know, it's called O'Meara's After Dark.
That's right. That's where we actually look through the
what
people.
What you do is you call Mike's joint after 2 a.m. and say, I like some hot wings.
That's the code word, hot wings.
You know, you're picking up right where you left off last night. I think you definitely riff on this. It just comes very naturally to you. It really does.
Hello there.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Radio Gods.
Hi there.
What's going on?
Hi.
Is Buzz wearing a man dress today or another frilly shirt?
Buzz is wearing his most masculine blouse of the week, I believe.
It's a blouse, though. Correct?
It is a blouse.
Sure.
Yes. Yeah. It's a sensible black blouse.
A knit blouse. Very tight.
You can wear it with anything. You can wear it with a pair of pumps. You can wear it with a sensible overcoat. It looks good.
Capri pants.
Right. Mm-hmm.
What's next, Buzz? A muumuu?
He's not that big. He doesn't need a muumuu.
No. Keep listening.
See, Buzz ain't fat, but although, you know, I wouldn't put something like that beyond Buzz. He would, like, walk around in, like, one of those Chinese kimono, Japanese robe.
Or one of those,
things.
Like, Marlon Brando outfits, you know, from the island of Dr. Moreau.
Absolutely. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Grateful to be part of retarded radio history.
Thank you.
For my minute, do you feel like playing Stump the Stew?
No.
Come on, man. I didn't get in last time. I kept trying. I can play.
No whining.
Well, now this is, you got to really hustle, because he's going to run out of time.
Hold
on a second.
We have to use your time to load the music.
Okay.
That's fine.
Didn't look at it. Don't know what CD it is. Are you ready? You and I have 15 seconds left. Here we go. 3 seconds for you. I've got it, incidentally.
Sorry, Shelly, not that good. I guess that's why guys weren't winning last time.
All right, what is
that? Would be Back in the New York Groove by Ace Frehley.
Okay.
From Kiss.
Wow, that's impressive.
I heard quarter notes, and that's all I could hear.
Oh, I couldn't. Meant to I meant to hung up on that guy.
He got a little extra time. What a great song this is.
I only heard the quarter notes. Kiss my big white ass. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, I was wondering if Mike could do some of his Secretary Devane.
Yes, if that, it is your 60 seconds, I will say...
There's still no word as to whether I've gotten out of the water, Jack. We don't know whether I'm dead or alive. But President Logan is insane.
Hey,
yes? Yes, Jack.
Do you like this song by Ace Frehley?
This is crap.
Oh, I hate it.
This ought to be flushed down the toilet, Jack. I don't understand how he had a single to start with. He should have stayed with his original band.
K
Kiss.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, guys.
Hi there.
Since the last time I talked to you, I now have two artificial eyes instead of one.
Oh, it's Blind Glenn. Blind Glenn from Las Vegas.
I have my real eye removed.
Yes, this is Blind Glenn.
Now, does this mean you don't have to wear sunglasses and you can kind of like look like you have real eyes?
I never did wear them anyway.
Oh, really? So what is the point of getting the new eyes?
Taking the old one out, the real one that I had, it had tumors and stuff in it, and it would give me headaches and stuff.
How do you know they just didn't put, like, marbles in?
I wanted to keep it and wear it around my neck, but they wouldn't let me keep it.
No, hold on, Glenn, really. How do you know they didn't put, like, Clearys in?
Because they're making me one.
Two grapes.
That's very, very cool.
Two grapes.
So you're feeling good?
Joe wants one of my artificial eyes that I got.
Of course he does. Yeah. Joe wants one?
Joe?
Send it along.
What's the address?
We'll put you on hold and give you the address.
Okay, I'll send him one.
All right, hold on, Glenn. Hold
Don,
on
do I count that call?
Yeah, you bet.
Okay. Well, he's blind. I didn't know if I should count the call.
We're going to stop right here so we don't waste valuable time.
Uh-huh.
Buzz?
Yes?
How many are we up to?
136 calls, 134 calls to go.
How many have we taken, 20, please?
26 calls.
Thank you. Thank you, Professor Backwards.
You bet.
That's like, that Buzz.
That confused me, too.
It's like, Buzz, hey, Buzz, what's the score of the game? Pittsburgh 14.
Well, I like to tell you how many down and how many to go, and I was doing the math there when you asked me.
Buzz, what's the score? Green Bay versus Pittsburgh.
Uh-huh.
Green Bay 14. Pittsburgh 37? Backwards.
But 26 goals.
Thank you, Buzz.
26 goals.
Much appreciated. Be right back. I'll call
number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.